to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. And it's going to be another scorcher today. 106 or so, they say. That gets a little warm out there.
108.
108. Oh. Well, you know, what's 2 degrees among friends? And speaking of friends, here's our friend Frosty.
Good morning.
Boy, was yesterday a group of mistakes all tied together, and we called it a radio show.
It was fun.
Well, you know, what's what happens when people keep pulling. If you didn't hear yesterday's show, and I don't know why you didn't, but if you've been listening, you wouldn't have heard it either, because they kept pulling the plug on us. We were using a generator that somebody else owned, and they just would just every so often walk over and just pull the plug on us. Oh, I'm sorry. And then, okay, the first time you could understand, and then they did it again. So if you heard a lot of static yesterday, it wasn't just me. It was the it was our communication problems. Or as we said one time on the service, I have 2 communication problems. I can't transmit and I can't receive. But somebody that can receive and who is the best transmitter that I've ever met.
Oh.
It's my soulmate.
Your segues kill me. Okay, a couple things came to my attention today with emails and such that I have to share the funny thing. First of all, we went to go see this movie every now and then, if we can steal away a couple hours. We went to go see the movie The Hangover.
I know what's coming. I don't even want to hear this.
No, you don't know what's coming.
Okay, you're right.
But I will say it was hilarious. It was stupid hilarious.
It was funny.
And anything that could possibly happen with 4 guys that can't remember what happened the night before and how it unfolded was hilarious. Another thing hilarious, Chatsworth, which, you know, that's in Simi Valley, that's in the valley, as they call it, in L.A. There's the newest coffee shop. You're going to get your latte with a side of bikini. Seems that owner Josh McLean says his bikini beanie coffee and drink hut has been overrun with customers since it opened July 3rd. The shop features female servers clad in bikini tops and shorts, brewing drinks, and washing cars. Now, I remember one time we were on a Harley ride, and there were these girls in bikinis washing Harleys. And you would have thought.
Never noticed it, my dear. Never
you
even saw
You would have
it.
Thought. You would have thunk. Man, these girls, I bet you they made the big bucks that day washing those bikes.
Never even saw it. You know, the thing
it
is,
wasn't tacky.
The thing about it is when they washed the Harleys, there's nobody cared if it was clean afterwards.
They weren't wearing G-strings or anything. They were in nice bikinis, but they were
I'm sure there were students from
washing the cracks of the. Excuse me.
I'm sure there were nuns in training. That's exactly
yes.
what was happening.
Absolutely. So, anyway, is it going to be one of those days today?
I think so, because I tell you what, we have already got the phone lines lit up, and we have a guest, and we haven't even gotten to the big things today. So,
our special guest.
Yeah, our special guest. So we're gonna. I hope, Pete, you want to stay here for the whole morning because we're stuck here.
This is Carla Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Come back, and our guest is going to be Pete Privett. So this is News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines are kind of lit up, so before we get to Pete, let's go to Jerry. Good morning, Jerry.
Yes, Carl. There's something going on this health care push, the bill.
Yeah.
And it's to be done by the end of July, which is 2.5 weeks. And in that, there is a potential of stripping VA personnel from their clinic, like the one we have here in Redding.
I have not heard of that. You know, I mean, there are so many aspects to this bill that I defy anybody in either party to tell me what they are, because they keep getting things added on to it. Abortion riders, they keep getting... they're not sure how they're going to pay it. I mean, they're talking about, which version of the health care bill. I mean, it's just, such a mess.
It was because you're in a position to find out things better than the rest of us, but I just stumbled across it on Hitchcock's show. It's a bill that's, 300 pages to 1,000 pages, and they want to force a vote by the end of July.
There's something wrong with this. You know, this is the same thing. You know, again, I go back to what Obama and his people are doing. It's an asymmetrical attack on our rights here, and on, because every time that they bring something up and people start to focus on that, they bring something else up. And another huge bill. I mean, it's brilliant strategy on their part, but I don't think it's good for America. I don't think it's good for us. And I think, you know what, let's slow down a little bit. I mean, we're still losing jobs at over 500,000 a month.
Right.
You know, so, you know, what's the rush here, you know, to try and push through a bill that's going to, they already have said is going to cost people's jobs, is going to cost us trillions, you know, $1.8 trillion, and that's not even the whole story, because, see, they back in these. They backload these. Up front, they give you one number, but as you get into it, more charges are added onto it. Not only that, it could cost thousands, hundreds of thousands of jobs, according to the Chamber of Commerce, you know, that did the studies on it. So you're absolutely right, Jerry. You know, we need to take a step back, take a deep breath, and take a look at what's going on.
Well, I wanted to make you aware, I'm going to call a congressman. I don't know what that'll do, but this is a way to chip away at VA benefits.
Well, that's a huge concern, because they're going to add more. But Pete, have you heard anything about this?
You know, I haven't, Carl. In fact, this year's budget for the VA is the largest in history, and we are second only to DOD. We have plans to bring even more staff, more programs, more equipment to our clinic. So I guess I'm a little concerned that, you know, the perception out there is that we're being curtailed.
Well, and that's true, that what Obama has done is he's given us the biggest raise in the VA. But what Jerry's talking about is this future bill is what he's talking about. The one they're just signing now, is this going to somehow strip away some of the VA benefits? Jerry, thank you so much. And we will check this out.
Okay, appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you. Rich, good morning.
Hey, I'm glad the cops cut those guys that set the cat on fire.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, they caught three teenagers.
If I'd cut them, they would have gotten a fair trial. They're people that deserve to live.
No, sir, they wouldn't. And we appreciate your phone call, Rich. Thank you so much. Yes, they did. They caught the cat killers. And as you know, I wonder if they'll go to trial.
I think three of them.
They caught three of them. They say there's six, and there's a six of them total, I believe. So, okay, we are going to introduce our guest here. We've got people on the line. We'll get back to everybody that's here. But you know, Pete Privett is the head of our VA clinic right here in Reading.
Yes, sir.
And thank you so much for being on again, Pete.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, you know, that was an interesting phone call that Jerry said, you know, because I think that, you know, I think they're adding so many things to these damn bills is that nobody's had a chance to read them, like Mikulski out of Maryland just added a rider to the health bill that said now insurance companies are going to have to pay for abortions, which is a new one. And when they tried to say, you know, okay, the way she wrote it was very innocuous. The way she wrote it was to take care of women and girls of childbearing age, to be able to make sure that they had treatments, you know, that was covered under insurance, but it said any treatment. And when Orrin Hatch brought up, you don't mean abortions? And she says, yes, I do. So now that's in this bill. So that means your insurance dollars, or insurance companies now are being forced to pay for abortions. So whether they want to or not, if this thing passes, which it did get out of committee. So anyway, the VA, though, you are growing. Tell us the great things going on with y'all.
Well, nationally, there's been a change in the eligibility status. They're increasing the income means test level by 10% this year. So what that means to the general veteran public is that more veterans may be able to enroll and receive health care benefits from VA. And I tell you, I would encourage any veteran in our country to go and to a VA clinic and apply for benefits. You may not be eligible because of non-service connected status or your income level, but we ask you to go out there and enroll at least, and that does two things. It gives you some insight into what your benefits and eligibility are. It also tells Congress and the President that there are potentially many veterans out there that are not being served by the VA.
I don't think that they've got an idea how many that are not being. And I don't even think we've got a great idea of how many veterans right here in Shasta County.
Well, we get various numbers. I mean, we've got our own data system, and then the state has the data system. There's a new a census coming out very soon, so we hope that they put some information in there to gather statistics and demographics on veterans specifically.
Well, now, how many people? We've got to take a break here, but how many people do you all treat a month, would you say?
Well, we've got about 12,000 veterans enrolled in the clinic total here in Reading and another 6,000 in the clinic in Chico.
Okay. All right, hey, we've got to take a break here. Phone lines are filled up as usual, and we'll get back to y'all as we return. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bot. You know, there's a place on Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. And inside of Tobacco and Brew is Espresso Joe's. You know, the customer service there is amazing, and we love that place. And let me tell you something. They've got outstanding service, like I said, and we're really trying to highlight the Espresso shows and the gourmet coffee beans they're selling in 5-pound bags. You can go get any kind of coffee. They'll grind it to your specification, teach you how to use an espresso machine if you buy it there. And not only that, they've got the greatest walk-in humidor in the North State. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest today, Pete Privett, who's head of the VA right here in Reading. At the break, you were telling us there's all kinds of new equipment coming in. We're having a space issue. Shoot, what's going on?
Well, we're pretty excited about the equipment. We've been planning this for quite some time, and I've been talking on it on Carl's and Linda's show for quite a while. It's finally coming along. We're getting a CAT scan unit and a digital X-ray unit to put in our radiology department. So, I mean, that's going to be a faster turnaround time and more clarity for our X-rays, as well as with the CT unit being new, we're not going to have to send patients out in the community or down to our facilities in Martinez or Sacramento to get that procedure done.
And that's a big thing.
It is.
Because, you know, I know that's a pain in your heart that we have to send people down there, especially, you know, the older people, that because we just don't have the facilities up here.
Right. We're also getting a mammography unit probably later this winter, and along with that we're getting a DEXA unit, which does bone density scanning.
Wow.
Predominantly for women, but, I mean, men have osteoporosis as well. So, I mean, it'll benefit a pretty wide variety of veterans.
A mammogram. A mammogram.
Well, we do have female veterans.
We do.
Well, yeah, so, of course we do.
You know.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Rocky, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. I just called in. I want to thank you, Linda, and Frosty so much for helping us pull the plug on Tank.
You know what? Yahoo!
Yahoo! And another quick thing. I won't take up a lot of your time, but, Pete, I'm a Vietnam-era combat vet. That I've been using the facilities there since they built the new VA clinic. And, Pete, you guys are doing a wonderful job. I use the Tehama and Lassen team, Dr. Medina, David Denny, and those guys. It's just the best health care that anybody could expect to receive.
Thank you for that. I'm very proud of that clinic.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys are good. A1 people. You know, the bureaucracy, getting in, getting claims filed and get them in through the bureaucracy is a pain in the butt, but boy, once you get there, the crew there is just outstanding.
You know, Rocky, that's what I have found too, and I've heard a lot of those things. So, Pete, y'all are doing a great job. Now, Rocky, is this over?
Is Tank over? WAPA's still hanging in there, but you know how the government works. It's slow, but I think that they're going to pull the plug on the thing too, because they need Tank. They need somebody to initiate it, I think.
Well, you know, one of the things, Rocky, that I hope all of y'all will do after this is over is that you will continue to have your organization there to and become involved with what's going on around us. This one came by, it was going to touch everybody, you know, that was in Tank.
Yeah.
But we need to have this organization and people watching about what happens with other things too.
Yeah, that's it. You know, we got to take control of our country. You know, we can't leave it up to a bunch of politicians.
There you go.
You see how it worked locally. There's only a couple of local politicians that had the guts to get involved.
Yeah, isn't that remarkable? And these are your neighbors.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I want to thank Patrick Jones and Les Baugh too. Supervisor Jones and Councilman. Supervisor Baugh and Councilman Jones.
Yeah. Well, I hope to see all the Stop Tank people at the Sheriff Mack attack tomorrow night at 7:00.
All right. Well, I'll keep that in mind.
Okay. It's going to be at the fairgrounds at 7 p.m.
Okay. Thank you, Linda.
I mean, not the fairgrounds. Excuse me. The rodeo grounds.
Rodeo grounds.
All righty.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you know, we've got Pete Privet as a guest, but right now I'm going to take a call from Jeremy, who's been on the phone for a long time. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning. How are you all today?
Fine, Jeremy. Thanks for waiting.
Oh, no problem. I love you guys' show. You're doing great stuff here.
Thank you.
You know, I know several people in the insurance industry, and I'm telling you, every one of them is expecting to lose their job eventually because of if this national health care thing ever goes through. Because let's face it, you can't compete with City Hall when it comes to this kind of thing. I mean, whenever you get a big outfit that comes in and knocks out the little guys, and how do you beat out the government who can print their own money?
You know, Jeremy, you're exactly right, because, you know, in Florida they started something for home insurers, for people that kind of fell through the cracks. And it was supposed to be the insurance company for the last resort, you know, because it was a state run. And guess what? Everybody went to it. And so it's now in bad financial shape, and it's run the other insurance companies out of business down in there.
I think something similar happened in Hawaii as well.
Yeah. Well, Jeremy, thank you for your phone call, because I think you're right. And who, you know what, businesses are just going to have their employees go to the government plan because they can save money that way. I don't know. I think people, we need to take a step back, take a look at what's happening, and do what's right for the country and not what's right for the big money people. Hey, Jeremy.
Y'all have a great day.
Hey, Jeremy, thanks so much for your phone call.
We're going to have to take a break in a minute, but right now, okay, it's time. This is Carlin the Bot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster, the finest windshield repair facility in the North State. It's located at 3208 Market Street. You know what? It can fix cracks in your windshield up to 11 inches. If you've got just, you think, is a 5 or 6 inch crack in your windshield, hey, I need a new windshield. Oh, I got a $500 deductible. I've got to pay for it. Wrong. Take it down to Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. If it's got a little ding or a large crack, see Jeff. He can save you lots of money. 3208 Market Street.
Our guest today, Pete Privet from the VA. What is your official title?
It's site manager for the clinics in Redding and Chico.
Redding and Chico.
Yeah.
Okay, now I understand that we are going to be having some more dental care.
That's true. We just had a meeting in Sacramento with our leadership team, and we are planning on expanding our dental section in Redding by at least double. We're putting a second dentist in, more dental technicians, and possibly another hygienist. Also, we're going to, in the process of planning for putting a dental clinic in the Chico area. So any veterans in that area that are listening, your prayers might be answered.
Well, good. Now, what if you had 10,000 more patients roll in on you? What would happen?
It would be a challenge for us.
5,000?
Space-wise, even. Even that would be a challenge. We're pretty much saturated in terms of space. We're in the process right now of looking for an additional building out in the community somewhere, going through our contracting process. What we'd like to do is take some of our existing programs that don't necessarily have to be in the clinic, near primary care or the urgent care center, and some things possibly like rehab medicine, physical therapy, occupational therapy, chiropractic, and the eye clinic and so on, and put them out in that building and then backfill that with spaces and programs that need to be there.
Well, there's lots of buildings in this town that are empty right now. You could probably get a good deal.
Yeah, we've done a little market research, and the prices are, it's a good time for us.
It's a good time to do it.
Tough time on the economy, but it's good for us.
Right.
Well, Norm, you've been waiting a long time, and you want to talk about health care. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda, Carl, Pete. It's good talking to you guys.
Well, thank you for waiting, Norm.
I heard the same thing that the guy did last night for your first caller.
Yeah, about the
doing away with the VA. The only thing I heard was he said they was going to, after this thing passes, this monstrosity they've got working in Washington, they're going to close out the VA and make all of us go into their national health care program.
Okay.
Now, I don't know how true it is. I don't have any idea, but I'm going to call Wally Herger this morning, and I'm going to find out what's going on.
Well, you know, I think we
will,
too.
And if it is, we better mobilize.
You know, maybe this will be the one thing that the veterans will finally get together on.
I hope so.
There's a few million of us out there. And
I know.
You know, remember the last time that Obama brought up something about VA health care?
Yeah.
And it was when he said, why don't we let our wounded veterans have their private insurance companies take care of their injuries?
Yeah.
And the uproar was so dramatic that within a day, he said, well, that's not exactly what I meant.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
The only problem is, see, he knows that us senior citizens are obsolete. And he says rather than treat us, he can go ahead and give us a pain pill.
Ooh,
now, geez. That looks good, don't it?
Yeah, I know. What was it said? Biden said sometimes you may have to live with your pain.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, you know, I bet Biden doesn't live with it. You know
anyway,
what? I'll
see you guys tomorrow night at the tea party.
All right.
Okay, yeah, we'll see you out there.
Take care now.
All right,
what's
Norm?
Your Biden
Bye-bye.
Rant?
Well, you know, the thing... I have no idea how to turn that one off. Okay, Biden goes out and he just says, I just am saying is that Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Senator Feinstein, Congressman Herger, none of them are going to be on this health plan because they even asked President Obama, would you be on, you know, would you be willing just to put your family on this health plan without anything else? And his answer was unequivocally, well, maybe not, because he's got money. So he will pay for more for it. Instead, he will strip away other people's insurance and put them on this program. I mean, people, it's your freedom. They're going after your freedoms here. Jeff, good morning.
Morning. I just wanted to compliment the VA. I get my health service from the VA. I lost my health coverage because it was getting too expensive. Anyway, my wife took me kicking and screaming down the VA. She says, you need coverage. You can't go around with no coverage. So I signed up and I qualified, and I don't want to go anywhere else. The doctors care about you, the nurses care about you, everybody cares about each other. They're happy to be there, they love their jobs. My doctor's got me eating oatmeal, and they try to get you to quit smoking and drinking, and you know, they live a healthy lifestyle. And that's more than I've gotten from any healthcare system that I've ever been a part of.
Well, you know, Jeff,
even when I was in the Navy.
Yeah, you know, Jeff,
they didn't seem to care about me like these guys do, anyway.
You know, Jeff, I think you're absolutely right. You know, that's, you know, people have all got little, they've got, oh, this happened to me at the VA, this happened to me at the VA. Well, if you haven't been there in the last couple of years, you need to try it because I agree with you. In fact, I've got this little card that just came in the mail for me. It said, call us up, you need to make an appointment. Now, I have no idea what it's about. I hope it's nothing bad. I've got Pete here. I'll ask him afterwards. but it's just one of those things. It's kind of like maybe a reminder for a follow-up. And a follow-up appointment or something. So, you know, Jeff, I hear what you're saying, and to me, I hear your sincerity in this. So,
and they do the cancer pre-screening, which I never got when I was under Blue Cross. It seems like it should be automatic with any insurance.
Well, you know, and things...
It's preventative.
Yeah, and I got tested for things I've never been tested for. When I was on active duty, they never tested me for the depleted uranium. I never got tested. They tested me here. And I'd been exposed to depleted uranium like 18 years ago. So, okay, Jeff, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jeff. What a wonderful see, isn't that great when you hear that, Pete? That's a great testimony right there.
I love the testimonials. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, but going back to healthcare just for a second, our healthcare system needs to be adjusted. It really does. You know, you got people that are working hard. There's got to be a net there for them if they've lost their jobs, that if they've got, you know, they've had a change in their income. You know, I'm not sure what kind of plan it is, but it could be maybe an insurance plan of the very last resort for people that have tried, that are in between jobs or something like this, so that their children and that they will get health care, and it's not going to completely take all of their savings that they've kept for years and take it away from them because they couldn't get health insurance. There's got to be some changes, but I just don't believe it's the best way is having the government spend, trillions of dollars and then take away maybe a lot of your choices. That's what's got to be looked at. That's why I think we need to take a step back and look at what's going on in our health insurance plan. Why can't, you know, if they could guarantee that everything's going to run as well as the Reading VA clinic, but they can't because look what they've done to Medicare. And Medicaid is just not working, people. They're bankrupt. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in Newstalk 1400 KQMS. Frosty, I said Krebs, not crabs. Okay, we're talking about people on TV. Remember, anyway. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's where I go. And Pete here is going to go next time. Hey, Pete, they will do your mustache, too. DC and Tim are great haircutters. They have great prices. They even have a mysterious haircutter, which name I cannot even mention. Hey, they have Car and Honey magazines. They are not cosmetologists. No, 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 no. You want your hair styled? You want to be a metrosexual? Do not go to the Cypress Square Barbershop. They're open Monday through Friday. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. I love this place.
But they do shave your neck.
They shave your neck and around your ears, and they will trim your eyebrows. So that when you go out, you will not be flaring in the air.
Oh, let's go to the phones. Good morning.
Mike.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I think it's still really interesting that they haven't addressed the actual cause of why medical coverage is so expensive. Tort reform.
Wait a minute. You know, when President Obama went to visit the American Medical Association, he said the doctors need to, to fix what they've got, but there will be no tort reform on malpractice suits. He said it.
Well, that's because lawyers, you know, sharks never eat their own, you know, so lawyers making laws for lawyers are part of the problem. You have Dugan Barr advertising that, he had a traumatic head injury, and we were able to convince the jury that he had this terrific injury, and we made several million dollar score. What Dugan doesn't say is, I kept half of that money, and, that cost you eventually.
Oh, yeah. Well, all lawyers do. Anytime you get into something like that, you're lucky if you get to keep 50% in many cases.
Yeah, that's it. And people don't understand that.
Unless you've been there.
The cost of medical coverage, probably 50% of it is because of lawyers.
I know several doctors who pay premiums, big premiums for malpractice insurance, and have never been sued. Or the one or two times they've been sued, it is so specious because it was completely untrue. But still, they went to court because they wanted a settlement.
We had a guy break into the Enterprise High School, and he accidentally fell through the skylight of Enterprise High School, and a jury awarded him $250,000. Now, he should have gotten a bill and thrown in jail.
I've heard this.
Some lawyer convinced everybody that he needed $250,000, which they kept half of.
I can't believe those things. Hey, we've got the phones filled up. Thank you so much, Mike, for your phone call.
You're welcome.
You bet. Hey, Jim, VA.
I just want to say about the local VA down here. The service you get here at this VA here is not the same good service that you get down in Sacramento or in Martinez. This is one of the best run VA clinics I've ever seen.
What we were just talking about was that, how we can make it better. Pete's been talking about different ways we're going to expand, how he wants to expand out the service and everything. But, the only time usually he hears good things is when he's on the show here and people call in.
Well, if you go down to Sacramento, you got to stand behind the yellow line. You can't advance up to the girl until she tells you to, and if you walk up to her and you see nobody's in front, so you just walk up to her desk, she makes you go back and get behind the yellow line before you can come forward.
Oh, you know what?
It's a little DMV action.
Well, yeah,
there.
But I told her I didn't go to kindergarten. We didn't have that when I was young.
Yeah.
And so I missed out on that part of it, and she says, well, behind the yellow line. And then I step behind the yellow line, and she says, okay, now come forward.
You know what? I swear if they ever did that at the VA clinic, the next person to be standing on Pete Privett's desk would be me.
We do discourage that behavior.
Oh, I tell you. Okay, hey, thank you.
But this is really a super good service that they have down here. And all these girls down here and these doctors here are terrific. They have done nothing but just go over backwards for me.
I will pass that forward to them. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your phone call. The one time that I was talking to somebody and they were so engrossed in their computer and they were answering. They were saying, well, you did this. I said, well, no, I didn't do that. And finally I said, hey, look at me. And they looked up at me. And you know what? The whole thing changed when he got away from his computer right then. Then he realized, what am I doing here? So he became just so nice after that. And I wasn't leaning over him or anything like that, or climbing over the thing. I just said, "Hey, look at me." And when he did, and I think that's what you've got now, Pete, is that you look, you know, your people are looking at your patients as friends and as what they are, as their heroes, their veterans.
Well, that's the benefit of a small town clinic, and that's why we want to make it as good as we can.
Great, Bruce. Good morning.
Well, good morning, guys. Back to our health issue coming down the tube. There is an insanity that nobody has read this thing, and they're trying to push it through again like they did everything else before people have an actual chance to see what it is. And it better be apathy on our part. We can all stop it throughout the United States here, because there's a lot of blue dog demos on the line, and anybody that is going to come up and intend on the election, it's almost for certain that the Senate's going to come back. But now's the time to do it, because if this happens, if they get this thing through, it's going to be tough to undo later in life.
And it is. And again, what I'm saying is that there are so many things, so many aspects of this plan that are just, the results of it are going to be catastrophic for a lot of people. And why do we need to rush this through? Why can't they take a step back? Why can't they look at it? Because if you remember in that stimulus package, 1,000 pages, and they had a week to read it, things have not exactly worked out like they thought. I don't see the million or the 500,000 jobs or a million jobs it's supposed to have built. I just see 500,000 jobs a month or more being lost.
Total control. This medical one is more scary than the stimulus.
Well, and then wait till we get into tax and destroy or cap and trade. Hey, thank you so much. We've got to take a break here.
You betcha.
Hey, this is Carl Lindebaugh here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
You love that song.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Ken, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're great. How are you, Ken?
Fantastic. You guys did a great job for us yesterday.
This is Ken White, who heads up the Good News Rescue Mission, right?
Well, I'm the PR and fundraising guy, so yeah, I do a little bit over there.
Yeah. Right.
Well, how'd the day go?
You know, we raised our bar this year. We came in 30% higher than we did last year, thanks to people like you and all the other folks that helped us out.
Isn't that fabulous about our community, how generous this community is? Because early in the morning, I know somebody dropped by and said, "Gosh, there's not too many people." I said, "You wait. They'll be coming. They'll be coming.
Once you guys showed up and the other radio stations started putting it on the air, man, the people just started coming out in droves. So we're just really, really excited and grateful for the support we got. And like I said, a 30% increase. I mean, that's huge.
That's huge. Okay. Hey, we know what y'all do. Great work. And our community is such a group of great people. You know, yesterday we were guest speakers at a place called the Sons in Retirement. 200 gentlemen there that were in had retired.
Many of them veterans.
Many of them veterans. And the community spirit that was in that building, in that room, was so thick. And it's just, it's evidenced by things like what happened yesterday, Ken, when, people giving more and more, even during times of stress.
And it's really cool, because if you think about it, that has a direct impact on veterans, what the community did for us yesterday. You know, 25 to anywhere from a quarter to a third of our population at the mission tends to be veterans. And so when people show up like that, they're helping the veteran community in a big way. So
great.
Thanks again to you and to everybody who came out and everybody who showed up and brought food and cash and just helped us in such a big way.
Okay, Ken, thank you so much and for everything you do. George, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're pretty good, George. What about you?
All pretty good. Hey, on this VA thing, the clinic, I think we got to one of the best clinics that I've ever been to here in Reading. But, anything is tied in with the government, as we are, have to be. It's like a welfare system, and they treat us like that. You know, the government does. Every time they want to cut this, they want to change that, they want to do this, that, they change it without any recognition. And I'm an old-time veteran. I have been around it for a long time. But then also, getting away from that, Social Security, they gave us this big $250 thing for life.
Yeah.
One time. But what they didn't tell you is they took $30 a month away from us. So we got $250, but we have to pay back, I think, $360.
Well, you know, it's all smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, you got it.
The things they're saying is not true. It's a lie. He says he's not going to raise taxes. He already has. Oh, just on the rich. No. Wake up. This is what they're doing.
The evident taxes he's raising is on the rich. The hidden is on the rest of us, and we pay a hell of a lot more than we realize.
You know, we can talk about taking 5% more from a rich person.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. When they did that before, back in the, back when the tax rates were at that 39%, guess what happened? You never saw so many artful ways of dodging your taxes as they came up with. So I guarantee you, the rich who have got the money to pay for this are not going to pay more taxes. It's going to be fees that's going to be taken out of the hides of us, the middle class, the ones who work. And the ones who do pay taxes, the 30% that don't pay.
That's true, but you know, another thing is the politicians, they've got, that should be redone, because they've got loopholes that we couldn't even imagine.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you know what? We're at the end of the show, George, so thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you.
We want to thank again Mel from the Sons in Retirement yesterday and the gang. It was so much fun, and it was a pleasant surprise for Carl and I. It was a great lunch. It was wonderful meeting you, and we've made some new friends.
I tell you what, we've never felt so welcome, and we'd like to thank again Pete Privett. And Pete, you're going to be on here many more times in the future. We've got so much more to talk about.
I look forward to it. Carl, thank you. Linda, thank you.
Well, thank you so much for what you do for our community, Pete.
And Lee, call back tomorrow. We're starting with the end of the show here.
Yeah, this is Carl and Linda Bott from Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?